The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
You might have something that you're questioning. Maybe you're entered into a trade that you shouldn't have been entered into, in your view. Maybe there was something that happened, like you got stopped out of a trade when you don't feel that you should have been. Maybe you're looking at the underlying market and you're trading something like a CFD or your spread betting in the UK. And you go, well, hang on, I shouldn't have been filled in that. There's no reason. The price didn't actually get there. What I'm getting at is maybe there was something that you want to question. And if you are to get your way, you will have either been entered back into that trade, or you'll have not made a loss, or you might have made a profit. Bottom line is, if you attack people, they're less likely to want to help you. It's a fairly blanket statement to suggest that being kind to everybody is something that is going to benefit you long term, but it really is. We've got a philosophy here to kill people with kindness. We have a guarantee in place, we have a money back guarantee in place, and we generally avoid any type of conflict. Now, some people are going to use that against us, and that's fine, because you know, what goes around comes around. It's not going to help them. It doesn't worry us, because in our vision for this business and what we're doing and our clients is to help you and to continue to be kind to you. How does that work in this example? Well, you think that we're great. Okay, you didn't get what you wanted or paid for or whatever it may be, and you decide you want your money back. Let's say as an example, we give it back to you because it's within that 10-day period. Fine, no questions asked, money back guarantee, we offer it. You've got good feelings about us now. When you're ready, you'll come back and you'll work with us. You'll tell people about us. It's an example of how things work out. Coming back to the trading side of things, you want to get put into a trade, you're being kind, you're being nice, you're walking through it step by step. This customer service representative, you're not going to wreck their day. You're going to keep them happy, and they're going to work for you on an outcome. They become your little buddy. They're your buddy. They be like, listen, James, like, I really, you know, this, he's like, yeah, no, I understand, Craig, I get it. Let me just speak with my supervisor. We'll try and get this resolved as soon as possible. And you know then, if you've got them in the right place and you're being kind to them, you do position yourself in the way that you can go, okay, well, if there's even any possibility of me getting the outcome that I'm after here, then I'm going to get it, because you have that person on side. If you see somebody who doesn't agree with you, don't attack them. If you see somebody who's making a mistake, don't call them out for being stupid. If somebody needs help, explain to them in a nice, non-condescending way how they can go about improving. That's the way I try and do things as well. You'll see people disagree with me all the time. People come in straight up and tell me I'm wrong. That's okay. I might be wrong. And if I am wrong, I'm sorry. But if wrong to me is making a big mistake, if I'm doing what I do in it and the market doesn't go that way, that's fine. I don't see that as being wrong. It's just, that's just trading, okay? Don't attack people. Be kind, and it will help you in your trading. It will help you getting what you want. It will help you be a better trader. Why? Because people that are kind don't get their feathers ruffled so early, so easily. Don't become emotional. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we always try and avoid.
The last place that I went to for an interview was in Madison Avenue. And we were looking at potentially doing some filming for the walk through the, you know, revolving doors, because it was quite a cool entry. I thought, oh, this will look pretty cool, maybe for some promotion stuff. So we went to do that. We didn't actually get to do it. We thought we'll do it on the way out. The security guard was super, one of the security guards, there was three there, was just super rude. Just instantly, what are you doing? I was like, well, we're just walking in. Who are you with? And just very abrupt, very short, and fairly aggressive in his manner. And I said, look, here's my guest, here's the business, you know, I'm going upstairs, yada, yada, yada. And he said, ID, or get me your ID, or something that was kind of, again, really rude. And it kind of, like, rude people interest me. They really do, because I kind of feel for people that are that rude, for no, like, literally for no reason other than the fact that he wanted to be like that, right? So I said to him, look, I was like, dude, is that how we talk to each other here? I said, is that how we talk to each other here, really? I said, you know, where I'm from, we've got manners. And the two colleagues that he had said, that's how he talks to people. And so I instantly had them on side. Anyway, long story short, he continued to be quite short and rude to myself and the staff that I had with me for the videoing and whatnot. And so what I decided to do was really, really sort of turn the knife, not on him, but being super kind. I ended up talking to his buddies about the sport that's on tonight, because there's heaps of sport tonight, the storm that's coming, because there's been a big storm coming over, and just about life when they knock off, you know, just general chit-chat. We shared jokes. We had great laughs. They took me to the lift. They put me in the lift. As I walked out, they were super kind. They knew my name. I knew their name. We were just super, super, super kind, and it was a really positive experience. Now, I had two choices at that moment. I had one choice to match the rudeness of this guy. And if I had have done that, it would have brought me down to his level and I would have been no better than he. Instead, I decided to be extra, extra, extra kind. And being extra kind actually put me in a great mood because I had a great time chatting with these other dudes. It turned everything around from what could have been a volatile situation and a potentially, you know, pretty negative one, to a really, really positive one. So the message today, it's not to do with trading, guys, not at all. It's to do with looking after people. You've got two choices every single day. You can be a grumpy one, a grumpy person, or a happy person. Now, there are times where you're gonna be grumpy. I get that. Like I said, I have that happen too. But if you can turn grumpy situations or people that are rude around, or just be overly kind to them, it will make you feel a lot better. So if you can today, guys, if you're in the position where you can make somebody happy, and you all are, then give it a go. Make somebody happy.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.